From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick up its representatives for a negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet in Geneva on Friday to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. In spite of differences with the U.S. over the fate of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia has been constructive in the multinational effort to find a political settlement for Syria. Mr. Kerry commented on the sidelines of the climate change summit in Paris. The secretary announced plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks on Syria as well as the unrest in Ukraine. Russia's Interfax news agency said the Kremlin had not ruled out a Putin-Kerry meeting during the upcoming trip. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's financial minister, and another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. This